Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. For years now, a gathering storm of mortal threats to our well-being, threats obscured by the kabuki theater of national politics, threats ignored by the Keystone cops who pretend to be our leaders, threats fueled by the masters of the universe who are happily burning the world to stay rich a little longer, threats to our food and water and air and shelter and climate, all these threats have gathered and worsened. And all this time we've wondered, where's the breaking point? Hurricane Irma may well decide. If she fulfills the worst expectations of her, and recent storms such as Harvey have wildly exceeded the worst expectations of them, she will barrel into Miami or close along the vulnerable Florida coast as a monster Category 5 hurricane. If she does, she could well break us. Before Harvey hit, FEMA was bankrupt by any normal measure. It was holding $20 billion in debt that it has no possible way to repay. The fact that this debt is to the United States government does not alter the fact that it is debt, which, if not repaid, could ruin the deeply indebted creditor. Now, the governor of Texas says his state will need $120 billion to rebuild. So what happens now if, in addition to Houston and southeast Texas, we lose Miami and much of the Atlantic coast? While continuing the endless wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, and maybe starting one with Korea, while cutting taxes for the rich and famous, and let's not forget, building the wall? The clown princes of D.C. talk as if the only problem in paying for all this is getting the votes. But where does the money, the actual spendable money, what you need to buy food and water and fix up your flooded home, where does that come from? Well, we get it the old-fashioned American way. We borrow it. But our nation is up to its ears in government debt. Our businesses are up to their ears in corporate debt. Our people are up to their ears in personal debt. 8 out of every 10 people, formerly known as the middle class, are living paycheck to paycheck, with nothing saved for retirement and nothing set aside for a minor emergency, let alone the destruction of a home not covered by insurance. Can we all just keep borrowing our way out of trouble forever? That's the way the clown princes talk. They've never seen a disaster they wouldn't promise to rebuild stronger and better than ever. Never heard about a war they couldn't afford. Spending without end. Amen. But there is a limit, of course. Arithmetic tells you that. And in fact, enough people have warned strenuously about the folly of drowning in debt that the Congress passed a law to put a limit on what they could borrow. Now, every time they reach the limit that they set for themselves, they change the law. This is exactly like a chain smoker who sees the error of his ways and vows to stop smoking 1 year from today. But the smoker will stop smoking when he no longer has the money to buy cigarettes, and the borrower will get no more loans when he can no longer afford to pay the interest on his outstanding loans, or when it becomes obvious that he will never be able to repay the loans he has already taken out. In 1980, there were two storms in the United States whose cost exceeded $1 billion. So far, this year, there have been 10. The most expensive of the two storms in 1980 cost $2.2 billion. Harvey alone may run to $120 billion. A 500-year flood was once expected to occur once in, about 500 years. Harvey was the third 500-year flood in Houston in 3 years. Disaster planners like generals are always prepared for the previous war. Every disaster plan in existence, as the writer of The Black Swan, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, pointed out years ago, is based on the worst previous disaster, which, when it happened, was unprecedented. We've had a Katrina, and we've had a Sandy, and as long as Harvey acted like them, we were doing pretty well. But a Katrina and a Sandy within a few weeks of each other? Gosh, that's unprecedented. There is a breaking point. Its name could be Irma. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.